Hello, good morning. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 64. Psalm 64, for the choir director, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my complaint. Preserve my life from dread of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of evildoers, from the tumult of those who do iniquity, who have sharpened their tongue like a sword. They aim bitter speech as their arrow, to shoot from concealment at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. They hold fast to themselves an evil purpose. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, who can see them? They devise injustices, saying, we are ready with a well-conceived plot. For the inward thought and the heart of a man are deep. But God will shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they will be wounded. They will make him stumble. Their own tongue is against them, and all who see them will shake the head. Then all men will fear and will declare the work of God, and will consider what he has done. The righteous man will be glad in the Lord and will take refuge in him, and all the upright in heart will glory. Amen. So we don't really know exactly what the situation is, like a lot of the psalms that are written. Some psalms tell us exactly, you know, this is when he was in the cave, or this is when he was in hiding, or something like that. This one, we don't know the exact situation, but we know that he is desperate. And we know that he's in some pain, that he's going through some stuff. And seemingly, the stuff that he's going through is a plot, is some kind of scheme that is set against him, and primarily a scheme of words. And I think this is why we have to be very careful, and why the Bible is very strict and warns us very, very correctly about the use of our tongues. And because our mouths, the things that we say, can create so much damage. When I was growing up, there was not a nursery rhyme, but kind of like a junior high rhyme. And you guys may be aware of it. People used to say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And we know that's totally not true. Sticks and stones will break your bones will heal. You know what I mean? Like scars, that's what you get. But words are cutting, and words are deep, and words are strong. I mean, there was one time, this is like one of my early inner healing classes, inner healing experiences, when I went through inner healing. And I remember early on, the Holy Spirit brought this in mind. This is when I was in seminary. And I was taking Dr. Charles Kraft's class on prayer ministry and inner healing. And the counselor said, some of you guys have gone through inner healing. You know, let the Holy Spirit bring something to your mind. And I got brought to mind when I was a little kid. I was in junior high school. And I went to Disneyland with my brother, my sister, so my older siblings. Took us to Disneyland. We got home really, really late because after Disneyland, they wanted to go to Denny's, if you're familiar with Southern California, this really bad restaurant that's open 24 hours. And so we went to Denny's, and I wanted to go home, but so we went to Denny's and hung out with my brother and sister's friends, and we got home really late, and my parents were so disappointed. They were so upset. And so in the morning, my dad basically said, why can't you be more like so-and-so? You know, this other kid who's actually had the same name as me, another Sam. And I don't know why, it affected me so much. And then through that experience, I know it's just one experience, but just words can be so cunning. And then I grew up thinking that I was not good enough for my dad, that I just was a disappointment to my dad. You know, but in my mind, I didn't do anything wrong. Like, you know, I'm a junior high kid. I don't have any power, you know, to do anything. I don't have any power to say, hey, we got to go home right now. So I'm just following the flow and just basically following my older brother and sister. And then, but it's those words, why can't you be more like so-and-so? And so for a long time, I just felt I just wasn't good enough. You know, like I said, I just felt like my dad was so disappointed in me and I will never measure up to him, you know, to his standard and what he wanted. And in fact, he didn't want me. He wants this other Sam, you know, to be his son. And of course, you know, again, that's definitely not what my dad was thinking, right? That's definitely not what he was saying, but that's just what I heard. And when the enemy, because the enemy just empowers words. And so there's this huge chip on my shoulder in that way. And David is going through this season. He's going through this season where people are telling lies about him. He's going through this season where people are plotting things against him. It's probably to, in some way, to take the kingdom away or probably to build allegiance to other leaders. And we could probably see this could either be his journey with Saul, you know, as Saul was trying to really debase him, or most likely it could be Absalom. And these are the two big scenarios where a lot of plotting and things were happening. And so, but that's what they did. And so he says here, "Hear my voice, O God, in my complaint." Now, the word complaint is actually bad translations. Most of the translations actually say meditation. So it makes kind of an interesting point. Like, so does God, is David saying that God is there? He's so in tune with God is so in tune with him that even his thoughts that God reads and God understands, you know, even in his meditation, he says, "Hear me, hear my voice." Or it could be that David is saying his meditation is so loud, you know, like what's in his heart is so loud that God hears. And maybe it's both. I think it's both that happens. I think that, have you ever had when your heart was so heavy and you couldn't even like utter a word, but there's such a heaviness there? Think of like Hannah when she's barren and she comes into the tent of meeting, and she can't even say anything, but she's so heavy. And remember, Eli thinks that she's drunk. Probably something like that. There's such a heaviness, and God hears. He hears the words of our heart, even though words would not flow out of our mouth. Just think of it in that way. And he says, "Preserve my life from the dread of the enemy." He doesn't say the fear of the enemy. David is very in tune with the fear of the enemy. David is a warrior. He's been in many, many battles. I mean, none of us here are soldiers, except, you know, we're an occasional Singaporean that, you know, that comes to our church. But most of us, we're not soldiers here. And most of us have not been in a war situation. And so there's a very simple fear of the enemy now, because you might die, but this dread is something else. It's greater than the fear. It's like paralyzing heaviness that's on. And he says, "Lord, this is what's coming over me, so preserve me from this. Hide me from the counsel of evildoers." This is the enemies of God, the enemies of David that are plotting something. They're formalizing some kind of plot against him. And again, their main weapon that they use is their tongue. He says, from the tumult of those who do iniquity, who have sharpened their tongue like a sword. They aim bitter speech as their arrow, and to shoot from concealment at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. So the picture that David has, think of it like a sniper. So these guys with the arrows are their words. So the weapon is the words, it's the slander, it's the lies. And so he think of it as like someone that he can't see the enemy is. It's like a sniper. And David is probably saying, you know what? If you came and talked to me, like if you had something, some issue or some problem, and you came and talked to me, David's like, that's cool, that's fine, that's good and all, but he doesn't know where these arrows are coming from. They're coming from different directions. It's like a sniper. And so, I mean, I think most of us, when we hear slander or we hear gossip, And it's about you. You know what I mean? Like someone slandering against you or gossiping against you. Like one of the first things that comes to our mind was, oh, why didn't you talk to me about it? You know what I mean? Like why didn't you just come and talk to, you know, like instead of a sniper where these arrows come from nowhere, why don't you just mano a mano, man to man, you know, or woman to woman? Why can't we just clear up this misunderstanding? But see, that's you would think that normally what Christians do, but obviously this is a demonic plot that's at work. And so it's like these you know, these arrows and these snipers that are coming, and this is what so now David gets into the mind of this evil person, and he says, they shoot at him and they do not fear. They think that they're concealed by their anonymity. They think that because they don't know where the arrow's coming from, that they're hidden. So I have no reason to fear at all about this. They hold fast to themselves an evil purpose. They talk of laying snares secretly, and he says, who can see them? In other words, like, we are hidden from this. You know, we're going to hide behind this cloak. And so they feel like, hey, we're safe in this place. But look what David does. And he says, but God, verse 7, but God will shoot at them with an arrow, and suddenly they'll be wounded. And just think of like the recompense of God. Here's these guys are like in hiding as snipers, and they're shooting these arrows, you know, gossip, slander, in hiddenness. It, like David doesn't know who said what or you know, why they said these kinds of things. They just did it in an evil way. And basically, the idea is they think they're safe. They think that in anonymity, they're covered. And David is basically saying, but God sees. God sees very clearly. And what God is going to do, he's going to shoot the arrow. And his arrow, this is, we're talking about justice now. His arrow is going to hit the spot, you know, and he says, and suddenly there will be wounded in this place. And so they will make him stumble. Talking about the arrows, right? The arrows will make him stumble, and their own tongue is against them. In other words, God is going to use all these lies and all these things that have come against, and it's going to turn on their head. Because, I mean, when you ever see a drama or something, and you see any kind of, in fact, okay, let me just talk about it, right? You know, Johnny Depp, okay, and Amber Heard. I'm sure you're seeing some of this thing happen. And there's this defamation. I'm really embarrassed I even know what's happening, okay? But it's like, I see it in my face every day in news feeds and all these things. And so she kind of like threw these arrows at first, you know, all about him. And then now we're finding out that she lied. And so what happens in this situation when you realize, oh, that person lied? And as soon as that happens, everything just turns and changes, doesn't it? I mean, just quickly, as soon as you find, oh, this person is this falsehood that's here. Like, I believed you, and now you lied to me. And all of a sudden, everything changes. And that's basically what kind of David is saying, that their own words, their own tongue is against them. As soon as a lie is found out, there is so much disrepute, there is so much credibility that's lost, and all these things. And now they, you know, unfortunately what happens, people choke on their own lies. And this is the situation. He says their own tongue is against him. All those who see them will shake their head. And this was an ancient idiom to say that they will be embarrassed. Everyone will, you know, so, you know, you go and like, oh, I can't believe this person. And it'll be a public confrontation. It'll be a public embarrassment that takes place. It says all the people around, they're going to know that these guys lied. And in the midst of all this stuff, they'll shake their head. And then what it'll cause, it will cause all men to fear. And they will declare the work of God. Because, you know, I mean, it takes the Spirit of God to bring the truth into the light. And they will consider what he has done. The righteous man will be glad in the Lord and will take refuge in him, and all the upright in heart will glory. And what David is trying to say through this psalm is, listen, if you're being lied about, if you're being slandered, if your coworker is at your work and she is just slandering you and she's gossiping about you, and you know, David is saying, listen, you who are righteous, don't worry. You who are blameless, God will defend you. And even though you don't know where these arrows are coming from, he says God will shoot these arrows. And he will make sure, the verse 10, the righteous man will be glad in the Lord and will take refuge in him. And all the upright in heart will glory. We can find, when you're going through a time like this, you can find rest in the Lord. You can find peace in God. And you can be rest assured that God will shine the light on the truth. And when that happens, that you will glory with the Lord in this way. And there's something really beautiful about this psalm. This psalm is really about trust. It's really about trusting God to defend you, about trusting God that he will make sure that those lies, don't go unpunished in this way. And so, this is a very uplifting psalm, especially for many of us that may be going through this type of season, you know, in our lives. So let's close our eyes. As Samuel comes and leads us in a song. If you're in a work situation and you're being slandered, you're being talked about in a negative way, or maybe it's with your friends, or it's some relationship, or maybe it's at church. I mean, as horrible as that sounds, trust in the Lord. He is your defender. He is the rock. And you can take refuge in him. And even though you don't know where these arrows are coming from, God knows. God sees. You know, I've had times in my Christian life, in this journey, where things will happen, and it's just, to me, it's so incredulous. And all I can turn to God and say, God, do you see what's happening? And God says, of course I see. Just trust in me. Let me take care of this for you. And so if you're in that season, you're in that place, brothers and sisters, rest assured, God sees. God sees the plots. God sees the pain. God sees the gossip. You know, the Bible tells us that every word that we speak will be judged. Nothing will escape. And God sees, and he hears the things that are said in secret. He sees the things that are said in hiddenness, slanderous things. So you focus on being righteous. You focus on being blameless. You be a person of forgiveness and grace, and let God take care of it. The Lord says, vengeance is mine, declares the Lord. I will repay. So you don't need to take vengeance. Let God do that for you instead. And if you're going through this season, you know, number one, I'm really sorry that you're going through this. I know how painful it is. But rest assured that God sees and he hears what's going on as well. And he's with you.
Under
Let's pray this morning, and let's pray that when we're being persecuted, and you know, that we remember just even the words of this song. He is the Father. He's the God over the flood. He's in control of everything. He's the creator of the universe. He's the master of all things, and he's got you. He's got you in his arms. He's got you in his hands. No one can snatch you out. Like I said, if you're going through this type of season, you know, let's pray that we would continue to walk blamelessly before the Lord. And let's pray that God would move on our behalf, move on your behalf, that he would quiet those voices, that people would eventually choke on those lies, and that God's justice would prevail. Let's pray for God's comfort, just for his strength in this hour. If this psalm resonates with you in any way, and let's pray. Let's go to our community prayers, and let's pray for our friends and family that are battling through cancers and going through surgeries and therapies. And let's pray for God's healing word. Let's pray for our community that battling illness, but also needs to meet with Jesus. So let's pray for physical healing. Let's pray for the word of salvation. Let's pray for our community that are battling through non-cancer related illnesses. And let's pray for God's healing word. Let's pray for our community that has COVID. Let's pray for God's healing. Pray that there not be any long-lasting damages to their lungs or anything like that. Also pray for our frontline medical workers. Let's pray for God's strength, God's protection over them and their families, and let's just lift them up. Let's pray for our community that's looking for work. Let's pray for God's open doors and His provision. Let's go to our mission focus and let's pray for Japan, SP Tokyo. Let's lift up Pastor Sophia and Chungmin and Hyunjin and our small church there. Let's ask God's blessing and protection. Let's pray in the U.S. as well. Let's pray SP New York, Ruth, Jess, and Kelly in our community there. Ask God to continue to grow them and minister to them. And let's also pray for Kelly in India. Let's ask God's hand to be upon her as well. Let's just lift up these countries and our friends ministering there. Let's lift up our missions council. Let's ask God's hand to be with our leaders and really ask the Lord to speak to them, to really use them to lead our church and our missions. Let's pray for SP Fam. Let's ask God's hand upon our fostering and adoption ministries. Frank and Fabi received a new baby. Let's just pray for them as they make a really huge transition in their lives. And let's pray also for Chris and Amy's baby to get matched. Let's just ask God's hand to be upon all the babies that are in our care, and even more parents would come together. Let's pray over our gatherings tonight, over our intercessory prayer team. Pray the Holy Spirit would really speak to them. They would pray God's purposes. Pray for the youth group. Be with Donald and the leaders, and with our kids and SPU. Be with Grace and as she leads. I also pray the EG retreat starts tonight as well. So I'll be out this weekend. I'll be back. I'm preaching on Sundays. I'll be back. But just pray for our class. There's 12 members. Pray that they would really experience God over this weekend. And let's lift up. Let's lift up our pregnant women. Let's ask God's hand to be upon them. Let's pray for protection over the babies. Let's pray that as they get close to delivery, that all the hospital rooms, doctors, all those things will be sorted out, that they would really enjoy this phase of being pregnant, and they would just really bring forth just the blessing of the Lord. Let's lift up. Let's pray for house church meeting tonight. Go McCain, McDaddy, Providence Bay, Westside. Let's pray for the Holy Spirit to really lead and guide, and our leaders, our hosts, either they're meeting in person or online or a hybrid, that they would really connect with God and with one another. Let's pray together. Lord, we agree with David. Lord, we say, Lord, hear us in our groaning. God, hear us in our meditation, Lord, when our hearts are so heavy, when words cannot even come out of our mouths, Lord, but we thank you that you hear us, God. Lord, you also hear, Lord, the slander. You hear the lies. You hear the plots happening in secret, God. And even though we may not know where they're coming from, you know and you see, God. Lord, and you will make sure, Father God, that there is justice and truth will come out, Father. And so would you, Lord, move? I know there's many of us that are struggling at work because of this. Many of us are struggling in relationships because of this. And so, Lord, we pray, God, that that if we're the recipient of this slander, Lord, that we would continue to walk blamelessly before you, God, Lord, and that you would move on our behalf. Come, Lord. And come and avenge, God. Come and do what only you can do, and bring light and bring repentance, Lord. Yeah, we thank you. Lord, we love you. Lord, watch over us today. Watch over this house, Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hey, God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time. And please pray for us this weekend as our EG class goes into retreat.